KFA, GBA, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
QYQ mobile monitor. Hey, good morning. Name is Jay, NHQYQ, and my receive there was pretty broken. I don't know if that was you on the transit side or me on the receive side. So how do you copy? I missed your call. Sorry about that. Appreciate the call back. Unfortunately, you're not holding the repeater, so you might be quite a ways out. But if anything changes, want to try again, feel free. Otherwise, I'll be monitoring. NHQYQ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
Bronco 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, radio check.
F8PSJ. KF8GHJ, Golf Hotel, Juliet.
Copy. Hi, copy. How's it going for you today? I'm just trying to get a quick contact in.
It's going pretty good. I've been sitting underneath the radio for the last hour or so and haven't heard anything, so I don't mind the contact myself.
Yeah, I'm here down in Sterling Heights, Michigan, here on a bike ride. I just wanted to see if I could get a tight contact, and I was thinking about bringing my G90 out here, but then I was like, nah, I just think I have anywhere to come.
Right on, brother. Well, my name's John, and I'm way up here in Carlton, Michigan, just north of Saginaw, and I'm cutting in on the Burt Saginaw repeater.
Yeah, you're about an hour and a half away from me. Jeez Louise, that's a bit far. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to get a quick contact in. You been on this repeater before?
I have. This is the one of the three that I can hit pretty reliably from my house. And I think it's like the northernmost repeater on your guys' net. And I think I'm about as far north as where I can still hit it.
Yeah, I'm on a Betafang HD, and I can still hit it from, I think the repeater I'm hitting is Mount Clemens. So, I can still hit it all the way from Mount Clemens, and that's pretty good. I can still hit it on the school bus, which is pretty much just a giant yellow tin can.
Right on, right on. That's what got me started was the Betafangs, and I'm still buying them, and I'm giving my old ones away to anybody who tells me they might consider taking the test.
Yeah, that's nice. It was a bit difficult, but, well, it wasn't terrible. It was just like, I thought they were going to be on everything, so I took, thinking that they were all going to be matched together, I looked at, like, three of the classes. I think I looked at the general, technician general, and whatever the one is. Like, I pretty much looked at the technician one the most, but I thought there's going to be some questions in that one I first.
Yeah, what I did is I studied the post. I think in July they switched the test over, so I was studying all the new questions for the technician's exam a couple months ago. And when I got the test, the questions were pretty much the same. They were just worded a little different, and it was throwing me off quite a bit.
I see. Yeah, there's a website called hamstudy.com, or org, I think. And that got me pretty far. And I mean, I got my license, so it did what I needed it.
Same here, same here. I've got a slide out now, buddy, but it was good making the contact with you, and this is KF8GHJ. You have a great day and a good ride.
Copy that, 7-3. I'll be monitoring.
Yeah, GDA. Over.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
is KDJH. Can I get a radio check, please?
Unit calling, you're sounding good here in Macomb County, Richmond, N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O, P-E-A-W-O-J.
Good afternoon there, Rick. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, young man?
I can't complain today. It's a bright, sunny out there, and it's not too warm, not too cold. I think I got to get out and get that backfield mode. You know me, I'm always sitting out here looking at the grass growing and not doing much cutting.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same. I'm sitting on a porch with a cigar and just enjoying the weather. So, did the SET went pretty good yesterday. I heard you guys got a lot of grids done. I'm kind of curious, when do you find out about where you place kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a really good one. This set was a good one. We won't know that until later because all the scores got to get in and get processed, and then the big shots in Lansing will kick them back to us and tell us who got what. But it does take, there's a bit of a time period. But suffice it to say, we did good, and thanks for your participation as well.
Good, I'm glad it went well, and anxious to hear how you guys place. I think you were third in the, what was it, the state or something last year or something, so you're probably going to be better this year. And I apologize about some of my participation there. That last one with the UFO, it just cracked me up when somebody said Genesee's reporting a UFO sighting, and I just thought, oh, good, they're injecting a little humor in there, so I came up with a little of my own.
Yeah, I heard that. I was out in the field, and I was laughing. They started it, and you kind of finished it, so that was funny. N-A-W-R-O, over to you.
Yeah, I was going to say there's the UFO is above Kroger there with a light beam, and groceries are going up into the spacecraft there. Oh, wait a minute, there are donuts and coffee. But I figured I did enough fooling around that it probably wasn't the right place for it.
They had the Uncrustable riots, too.
Yeah, they put a lot of interesting things in there. The dispatchers wanted the donuts and coffee or something like that. I didn't know that was going to happen. I was kind of laughing a lot there.
It was an interesting one. Usually each spring and fall there, I got one UFO tuned in somewhere. Lately it's been you guys, and then the other one is scanning some of the other counties there. But this one was kind of interesting, and I just have left everything there on the Macomb. T-E-W-O-J.
Yeah, a little different. No DMR involvement to speak of, and the VHF side did simulate an outage, so that we were left with UHF. I was very happy with the Simplex coverage, though. We had two hospitals activated, and we did VHF Simplex. I actually was able to get down to them from Gratiot and 30 Mile. I've never done that before, so something must have been working right that day. I did get a new Larson antenna, so maybe that helps.
Yeah, I used to get in on the Friday evening, repeater crawls, and they have a stop where they do Simplex, and I never get out very far to go to Simplex, but I've got a Comet GP3, but it's only 10 feet in the air in the backyard. I have to hide with plastic ivy kind of thing, so I don't get out very good in Simplex. But I was, I did turn on all the, what's it called, Anyway, with DMR, where it listens for incoming stuff on other channels or whatever kind of thing, just in case you guys were out there on DMR. But I didn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, no, my understanding is we had no forewarning of anything DMR this time. Maybe every other time, or it all depends. And we were doing some DMR simplex. That's interesting because it does seem to go a little bit further. So, you know, who knows? They might throw that in as well. Well, all right, Rick, I got to get back to some paperwork. We got four new members, so I got to print out another roster, and I already ran them background check, so it's all fun. But I want to get out there in that tractor, so I'm gonna finish this up and get some fresh air. Yeah, you have a good one, sir. Thanks again for checking in yesterday. NAWRO, after you.
Okay, young man, you are always busy, busy, busy. So have a good one, and be careful out there. We'll catch you later. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Zero 108 Foxtrot Lima Yankee Radio Check.
Fuel Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Back to you loud and clear.
Copy. I'm using a UVB here. I'm just testing it out. I just want to get check in and quick contact. What's your call sign again?
I am Fuel Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Fuel Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Copy that. I just want to make a quick contact. Copy three.
Connected to CMN Network.
KEAWOJ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Oh no, Warren Pipe and Supply going out of business.
Connected to CMN Network.
All things coming to an end.
I know, but man, that was a fixture. Warren Pipe and Supply, they of course, guess where they started? Anyhow, they were down here. That was the place you went. They could answer everything. They had everything. That's where you went. Loved that place. They closed the one down here, and they had the one at 15 Mile and 15 Mile and Kelly, I think it is. And it just says, rumors are true. We're officially closing our doors. So big, big discounts. Clearing out the entire warehouse. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 4. So if you need anything, maybe go get it.
Yeah, I used them once to fix my whole shower assembly. They had everything for my old house.
Yep, I don't know. You can't really, the brick and mortar is just, you know, really becoming hard to maintain for things like that. You know, you can, anything you might need, you can have delivered to your door probably tomorrow morning. In the amount of time it takes. Right now I could have it delivered to my door. You lose the expertise, right? But then you got some of that too. My biggest complaint about the expertise on the internet is that, you know, everybody has to make a video of everything. I just want the facts. I just want to know, like, you know, just can't you just write it down where I get the instructions? But do I have to sit through your music and your stupid little video and, you know, and little excerpts from other ones you had before you, and then you know, your 5-minute dissertation on, you know, how I come to be, you know, let me tell you a story about how I came to be acquainted with Delta faucets, you know, and then, you know, all to get to the how to replace the washer on a Delta faucet. It's like, oh, I hate videos.
But now on YouTube, there's a little magic button. Looks like a little sparkly. You click it. Or if you're trying to key up on me and do who cares. You click on it and it summarizes the whole text, or the video into text. So probably what you want.
Yeah, I avoid videos like the plague. I like scroll through them all and trying to find the actual, somebody that actually wrote it down, and it's getting harder and harder. Matter of fact, what was the last thing I did? Last thing I did, I don't think I ever found someone. I had to suffer through a video, so I'll look for that. If I can click on a video and convert it into text that I can scroll through, get to the information I need, that might be the winner right there.
Yeah, it gives you timestamps too, and you can click like through it. But I'm wondering, you know, is that going to stop people from making videos now? If all you can do is summarize, you can just summarize it and go skip around in it. But I guess there, you know, there's AI-generated videos as well, which they're starting to demonetize those. You know, people who are just like churning out, like, you know, they write a script. You know, you use AI to write the script, and then they make a video, and they even put like a picture of them. So I don't know how these people are doing it, but they have an avatar for themselves, and then it reads the text in their own voice.
Okay, I just picked. I just clicked on a video. How to fix old single-handle Delta kitchen faucets. Where is this converter thing you were talking about?
Well, if you're on the phone, if you're on your phone or whatever, it's right next to the share button. Between the save, you know, where you save it to your watch list, and the share with somebody. At least that's where it is for me. And I don't know if that's because I got YouTube Premium or not. I don't know if that's part of that.
Okay, so there's a button called Ask. I'm on the computer. And when I click that, it says, what do you want? It says, you want to summarize the video. And it looks like that kind of does what you were saying. I could live with that.
Yeah, I read a lot of two-hour, or, you know, some of these videos where they interview somebody for, like, 2 hours. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, I want to read, you know. And you just click it, and it summarizes it.
Yeah, and what I don't want is, I just don't want, you know, the lead-in and the music and the clips of previous projects unrelated to the one you're working on as a lead-in and, you know, and then editorial. You know, if it's a how-to, you know, make a, you know, interface cable for FT8 for the IC705, I would just assume somebody just show me a printout, call it a day, you know, but instead you gotta get the whole rigmarole, and it's like, oh, you know, so that's really what I complain about, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, nobody wants to write things down anymore. It's annoying, but then again, some of these, you know, now it's easier for people to write down stuff, you know, instead of having to deal with making, I don't know, I guess it's easier for people to do a video, but, you know, documentation should be easier now that we got AI. But now you're starting to have to pay for AI. That's the problem. The real cost of here, the honeymoon period is over, where they subsidized it and addicted us to it.
Right. But, you know, that's kind of always been the thing about the Internet and all these things is, like, you know, we're all about free and or cost-free and all that stuff, but you got to monetize it somehow. You got to make money, else what's the incentive, you know? There's got to be some incentive, you would think, for doing this stuff. So I've got no objection to, you know, getting monetized somehow. But, you know, we're used to, I don't know. There's a balance in there somewhere. And I guess you don't have to pay if you figure it all out yourself, right?
Yeah, it's just getting more realistic. It's like it costs compute. So you got to pay for the compute. They're making the customers pay for the compute. But now the gears are switching. I think their AI is more getting targeted towards enterprises, you know, big money, companies that have money. So interesting to see how it's shifted. I've been watching it, as you know. It's just, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And I think it's going to circle back. And then they're going to realize those people they laid off, they're going to need them again. So we'll see.
There you go. On another note, my grandson turned 12. Well, not yet. He turns 12 on the 6th. But we had his birthday yesterday, and everybody bought him a component part for a gaming computer. And so my son-in-law just sent me the pictures of he built it. You know, with, you know, my son-in-law helped, obviously, he's 12, but he built it, and looks like he's got it up and running already, so, good deal. So, yuppers. See if we got another one hooked. He loves building things.
Yep, well, that's good, because you can't really do that anymore. I mean, that's probably the last frontier of building your own computer as a gaming machine, but I have to wonder how much you paid for that video card and the memory for it. You definitely had to split it up between everybody.
paid $1.35 for a half a terabyte, 500 gig SSD. And I know the 16 gig of memory, I forget who got that. That was about right in there, about the same, about $1.30, $1.50. The video graphics card was like two bills. And so right there you got 500, you got, you know. And the motherboard was about $100, and the CPU was about $100, so it's about $700 there. I think he paid really the cases like crazy. It's one of the ones with all the LEDs and all that, and the see-through side, and it's red, and so of course they did all that with the lights. And he paid, I think he paid over $100 for that. So he probably got, you know, about $700-$800 into the thing, unless I'm forgetting something. But yeah, half a gig, god darn it, half a terabyte was like $1.35. And I think I was telling you, I bought 2 terabyte. Now it's still currently the best. It's the Samsung 990. It's currently the best flash or SSD, you know, out there. I bought a 2 terabyte one for, I think, $194 back around Christmas. That thing hit $700. I think it's come down a little, but oy. And I think this half gig that I got him could have been had for down around $50 just a little bit ago, but that was up to like $1.35. So yeah, you're paying the MAGA tax on that.
Well, it's more of the demand with AI, memory, and GPU are definitely in demand right now. So you need GPU to run the GPU memory and the processor that it can do all those matrix, whatever, calculations really fast. So that's going through the roof, and that's why you're seeing like Mac Minis are being gobbled up, because it's unified memory. Using both the system memory and the GPU, the graphics memory, are kind of like really, really fast. Not as fast as what a true, you know, like NVIDIA card is, but it's good enough for most people. Like, you know, if you want 128 gigs of RAM, but yeah, people want to do local models. But yeah, it's nuts right now. All the prices are not necessarily the tariffs. It's the demand for GPU and memory right now.
Hey, WOJ.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures here as they roll in for my son-in-law. He says they got it loaded up with his games. He says he's impressed. He says he's sending pictures of the games to show off the shading to his friends. So he's already beyond me as far as that, because I know what he means, but apparently it the shading, quote-unquote, floored him. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Kind of good to hear you on here. I was wanting to know, ask a couple of computer gurus there, are they still making the hard drive docking stations for IDE and SATA?
Oh, I'm sure they are. Probably Amazon.
Yeah, I haven't bought one recently, but I'm sure they are. But the state of that, the state of art in that is, I don't know. I just bought a carrier for an SSD so that I could use it as an external drive. I did a lot of research on it, and there was the fastest external drive I could get for my Mac was a SSD, and a very few specific SSD carriers that had a specific chipset in them, and I get blazing speeds off this thing. It's like having an internal hard drive or internal SSD off of my ports on my MacBook, so I'm very pleased with the results, but that's a little different than what you're asking, but like I said, I haven't monkeyed with one of them recently. I did, I think, see them as I was searching, so just got to get out there and put in the right request, I guess.
Yeah, I must have like three or four old machines around here, and a Dell, my latest Dell desktop crashed a year or two ago. And anyway, it's got all kind of files on it that I'm not sure I had backed up, kind of thing. Most of them, some of them were spreadsheets with shooting statistics on there, you know, velocities and group sizes and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. And I've been looking around for, I cannot find them, so I imagine they're on one of them hard drives there. So I was looking for something I could pick through some of them drives. But I haven't seen any advertising in a long time, so I didn't know if they still made them or not. But I appreciate the info. Maybe Micro Center might have something like that.
Yeah, that would be my next place for one. Yeah, I did buy one. I know they did sell them at the time.
Yeah, they're nice to have. I think I've got one. It's not a docking station or anything like that. It's just a little, you know, small device and a, you know, power connector, and you know, I can pull it out of the box and fire up these drives and go through them. Same thing. I got old drives I'd like to go through to see if there's any anything on them I don't want to lose, or I'm sure there's not, or if there's anything on them I don't want anybody to find after I'm gone. Got to clean them up. That's probably the real reason.
Yeah, I'll probably end up using it once and try to find some of those spreadsheets there and probably never need it again, but if they're not too expensive, it might be handy to have.
Yeah, it looks like they still sell them. Sabrent, S-A-B-R-E-N-T. Sabrent, S-A-B-R-E-N-T. Go look for it on Amazon. They're about $35.
You know, it's funny you say that. I think the last one we bought at the shop was, I think somebody needed one, and I think that's the one we got. I needed it the other day, and I went and grabbed it off the shelf. I think that was the brand. So there you go. I'm going to jump out of here, gentlemen. I've got to take my evening meds here. Got a couple I got to take and a couple other odds and ends I want to do, and then settle in for maybe a hour or so of TV and hopefully stay away from the cat videos. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, I must have forgot to take my pills too, because I'm starting to have a lot of chest pain. But thanks for the info, and even I can afford the $35. I'll have to look into that. Thanks, guys. Sean, Dave, I appreciate it. K-E-A-W-O-J.
All right, no problem. Yeah, and it's one of those multi ones, so it does the SATA and the ID and all in one tool. There you go. All right, talk to you later. See you then.
Was it dinner time out there?
Eric's dinner time.
Well, I heard Sean out there, so figured he must be on the way to get some food or something.
Notice my pattern.
It's meds time. Take my meds in the morning. I have some meds.
You're saying you noticed my patterns, are you?
Yeah, the boss is picking up carry out from Outback Steakhouse. Queensland chicken and shrimp. Haven't had that in a while. Your signal kind of petered out a minute there, Dave. Or mine did. Someone did.
Yeah, I'm walking around on the first level, trying to keep the antenna position right.
You know, if you had a Nagoya 771 and you held it straight up and down when you talked, you wouldn't have any problems. W-8-E-A-P.
I'm using that your favorite antenna, the one that you can, like, twist and stuff.
Survivor, Eric. I have that 771.
Hey, there's Jack. There's Mr. Nagoya. You're riding your lion.
Survivor and lion. KFA-GRC. Hey, how much zoning? I got short antenna. I took that 2x4 out. I got short antenna. How am I sounding?
Sounds like there's some interference. Try it again. Now you were real weak in the machine there and you fell out. You were okay for a second, then you got real weak and you kind of fell out of the repeater. I don't know where you're at.
You might want to try it when you get closer, Jack.
You're connected. Edward.
You gotta look out later. KFA-GRC.
Alright, talk to you later, Jack. KFA-GRC.
Well, they're running like 5 watts. I don't remember how to turn the wattage up on the front panel on this 9600. I thought it was like P1 or up arrow, but that didn't seem to do it.
You sound fine to me. I don't remember what... There is a sequence where you hold down one of the buttons and you turn the knob or something like that.
Oh, there you go, 10 watts now. Yeah, it is P1. You got to hold down P1 and then hit the up arrow. Anywho, yeah, I don't know where Jack was, but he was kind of not too good there.
Heard Square Lake in there.
Said he was talking on a short antenna. I'm not sure which one he's talking on, if he's in his car or not.
Yeah, Nagoya, no, there is a short Nagoya. Is it 701 or something? Okay, he's on his DB-20.
But I don't have that
2x4 on. Okay, yeah, no 2x4 for
Jack. KFA-AYL.
Go ahead, AYL. W-8-E-A-P.
Well, I'll play Jack for a second. Is that Eric out there?
It is I don't make too much appearance on this anymore, mainly on All-Star, but yeah.
I think that's the worst Jack's ever sounded. He doesn't usually chime in unless he sounds all right.
Along the way, but it's getting there. Still off work. I'll probably be off work till end of June or something like that. Sometime in June, I'm hoping I can go back. We'll see. It Yeah. This thing takes 6 months at least.
Well, as long as it's moving in the right direction, that's all that counts. That's all that counts.
Yeah. It's been so long, it's like I'm, you know, getting bored and kind of looking forward to going back to work. That's pretty sad. But, yeah, plus this weather isn't helping much either. It isn't really, you know, conducive to doing much. Just kind of cold, rainy, crappy, windy. Have a couple good days here and there.
Yeah, well, I think it's supposed to be in the 70s tomorrow, but then, yeah, back down in the 50s. It is still spring. It's not supposed to be 70, but yeah, I had a little issue a couple of weeks ago. I was in the hospital for a couple of days. I've never been a patient before. Not good. I had what they call a splenic infarct. Something blocked my blood flow to the spleen and caused me to double over in pain and. Yeah, it was no fun for a good week there, but they don't know why it happened. The hematologist is still trying to work it out, but who knows? I've never had any health issues before. My life, I was just walking across the room, and all of a sudden, I just double over in pain, and I was like, what? Wife took me to the ER, and yeah, they thought I was having a heart attack or something, and ran all kind of gambit of tests, and eventually came back with, oh, your spleen was deprived of blood for a short period of time, and like, really? Now it just feels like I got punched in the side by a prize fighter, but I guess I'll take it.
I'm sure the hematologist tested you for factor 5, whatever that is. It's a condition that could cause you to have a blood clot at any time or whatever. But, yep, I don't have it. I was tested for it, but I don't have it. But some of my relatives do. But, yeah, haven't really been to the hospital much of my life either, except this last year. It's been two surgeries in 1 year, so, you know, a few months apart.
Yeah, I hear you, my friend. I don't envy that, but moving in the right direction, that's what counts.
Yep. Yeah, just exercising a little bit every day. Don't overdo it. Go to physical therapy 3 times a week, give the girls a hard time there. And, you know, just keep getting things checked up, and it's just basically going to take time, that's all, you know. Probably a good another month before I can start driving again, and I can walk pretty good, walk pretty far, not super fast or anything, but I think within a month I'll be driving, and then back in the saddle, back to work.
Well, keep the positive attitude. That goes a long way. Much longer way than a lot of people give it credit for. But sounds like you're already there, so you'll be fine. You'll do all right.
Yep. Gotta get back up to the cottage. I was up there once or twice in the last few weeks. Wasn't up there for like 4.5 months, and I went up there twice in the last few weeks. But, not really much going on. Don't really feel like going off-road in the side-by-side much. Anyhow, my food is here, so I'm going to get out of here. nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you later, Sean, Dave, Jack, whoever else is out there. Have a good one. W-8-E-A-P.
Enjoy the food. KF-8-A-Y-O.
KF-8-D-I-C. KF-8-D-I-C. Is that Ken out there?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.